gonna be a good day. That's just ain't gonna be a good day. That's just ain't gonna be a good, good day. I'm feeling you. That's just ain't gonna be a good day. That's just ain't gonna be a good day. That's just ain't gonna be a good day.
Let's give it up.
Give it up.
I hope that Casey Kasem is not giving up all this stuff. I was looking at the sort of people in the news today. By the way, Jennifer Horn is here with us on the Good Day program. Welcome in to another hour of conversation about the important stories of the day. In this case, there are a lot of people stories today that deserve our attention. The story of Casey Kasem is a sad one. The daughters are petitioning to put one of them specifically to put her in charge of his health care. All these protests this past week, kind of embarrassing in front of Casey's L.A. home, children from his first marriage, friends. Don, you remember at the end of the countdown, right? American Top 40. You want to find that jingle for me, Michael?
I like it better when you sing it.
Really? American Top 40. Nice. You like that? American Top 40.
If this
40.
Talk radio thing doesn't work out for you, you should totally go into
top
jingle.
Really? No. You want to do that tomorrow when you and I are together at the
make a
convention
jingle?
In L.A.? Let's, you and I, we can sing on the stage. And
you know what? I'll let you go first. But don't worry, I'll be right behind you.
Yeah, sure you will. All right. Yeah. Anyway, remember the name Don Bustani and Tom Rounds? He used to give them credit. They were great friends of his. They produced American Top 40. His three children from his first marriage. They know
one of them in radio.
Yeah.
Carrie Casey,
yeah. And I think she's the one who wants to be put in charge, or Julie. No, I guess it's Julie who wants to be in charge of his health care. So the essence of why he, and this is where I lose all of, he must get lost in her baboons, because why other than that, would you cut your children out of his estate?
Well, if he's in a very advanced stage of the disease, he may not have much of a choice.
Ah, but Parkinson's disease.
Mm-hmm. I know about it well.
Right. It kills the body, but it doesn't kill the mind.
Right, but it kills your communication and it kills your physical strength.
Well, but at some point, what did she do? Just have the will rewritten and said, here, sign this?
I don't know. That's a good question about the will. I don't know about that. Yeah. But I also know that Parkinson's affects some of your decision-making abilities.
Yeah.
And so you can be, you know, maybe talked into certain things, I would imagine. I know that you're big into that. People with Parkinson's have more of a likelihood of becoming excessive gamblers, taking more risks with decisions and things. So maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, it's not a good situation.
You don't know what the whole situation is, and you're only hearing the side of the children. I mean, maybe there is something else going on we don't know about.
Well, if anybody's going to find out, it'll be you, Jennifer.
Yes, I'm a roving reporter on the scene.
Yes, you are. On the scene.
Get right on that.
In the air. Diana Nyad, another person in the news. Story at DougSteffen.com today. Remember her? She swam
the jellyfish lady.
Cuba to Florida. Swimming again. This time.
Stop. Really?
She's in Times Square.
She's swimming in Times Square.
Swimming for 48 straight hours to benefit the victims of Superstorm Sandy. How'd that come about, Ken?
That's a good question.
Wasn't that last year?
Well, and, what was what? Sandy was last year.
Hmm.
But there are still a lot of people, by the way, who are homeless.
Right.
There are still a lot of people who are in dire straits. Because of the events that, took place about a year ago, last year at this time. Remember, by the way, the beginning of the hurricane season, which was June 1st, we had the people at the Weather Channel, all these so-called experts, we're going to have one horrendous hurricane season. We're going to pretty much get blown
That's
off the map.
This year, right?
11 hurricanes. I haven't felt the effects.
Thank God,
Well, one blew up. It wasn't even a hurricane. It was a tropical storm, and the remnants of it blew through here on Sunday, through here when I say I'm now on the East Coast. Tomorrow I'll be back on the West Coast.
But that one didn't cause too much trouble for anybody.
It caused Jennifer's electricity to go out. Ugh. That was how much wind there was from the...
More likely California.
Wow, that's a lot of wind.
It's a lot of wind. Anyway, so those who were all worried, wow, what's going to happen to us? You notice that as most people who understand fear-based thinking and worrying, 99% of what you worry about or what you think is going to happen because somebody says, look out, like the news media, look out. I think you have to look out for.
Just to, not to ever contradict you, sir, but if you do hear "look out" on the street, you may want to actually take that take that one seriously.
Yeah.
On the news, maybe you can give it some time.
I was thinking about the all the people that were saying it's going to be a horrible hurricane season. Now we have the prognosticators saying we're going to have a horrible winter, more snow than last year, colder than last year, windier than last year. It'll be horrible. You'll be in terrible shape. Why don't you all just put yourself out of your misery right now and jump into a lake and hold your nose? Considering, of course, the fact the lake hasn't been frozen over yet. Anyway, am I being moderately... Of course I'm being silly, but it emphasizes the point. Tom Hanks, another person in the news today, told David Letterman he has type 2 diabetes. Find out what that... What does that mean? Is that there's type 1 and type... Type 2 is the type you live with and don't... It doesn't affect you as much, right? He's had the symptoms for 20 years.
Yeah, I thought type 2... Isn't type 1 like the one that you're born with? Type 2 is like one you can bring on yourself?
Because your eating habits or your lifestyle...
Yeah, let's look it up, because, gosh, I would hate to have you rely on my crack medical...
He's had the problems since you're 30. Yeah, I don't want to rely on you either. My doctor says if you can weigh what you weighed in high school, you'll essentially be completely healthy and not have type 2. He said he jokingly said he weighed 98 pounds when he was in high school. He's much heavier now than he was when his career began. You notice that?
Yeah, but he's not heavy.
No, he's not outrageous.
No,
not at all.
Looks like he's probably well within the guidelines.
So what does this
and
do?
And the camera adds 10 pounds. By the way, type 2 diabetes is the most common type of diabetes.
Yeah, but what does it do to your having type 2 diabetes due to your lifestyle if you get treatments? Not a lot. And you don't have to have dialysis if you got type 2, right?
If you have type 2, well, dialysis is for kidney disease, isn't it?
I think you do dialysis for...
If you have type 2 diabetes, your body does not use insulin properly, Doug. This is called insulin resistance. At first, your pancreas makes extra insulin to make up for it, but over time, it just isn't able to keep up and can't make enough insulin to keep your blood glucose at normal levels.
Okay.
That's what happens.
Lindsay Lohan...
Do you want to hear more?
No, I've had nothing.
Recently diagnosed, treatment and care complications, perhaps, medication?
No. That's all right. I want to go on to...
Genetics of diabetes?
Other people in the news. Lindsay Lohan wants to pass on her expertise in rehab by opening her own rehab center.
Oh, that'll work.
She's been in and out of facilities 6 times. Wants to open her own treatment
center. She's been in there.
She wants to call it the Lohan Center for Treatment and Rehabilitation. She's talked to some of her wealthy friends who are sober. Really, I would have thought that anybody who entertained this idea would have to nominally at least be a little skunked.
Right.
Yeah. She loves the idea. Please.
Of course she does. But here's the thing. She's only been sober like a month. Shouldn't we like wait till she's maybe got like, oh, I don't know, a year?
Yeah,
I'm just going to say
gets
minimum.
Booked into her own facility.
I think she ought to partner with Miley Cyrus, and they ought to open a sex and drug rehab center.
Oh, that'd be fun.
How about that? Anybody for that idea? Who thinks that's a great idea? Raise your hands, please.
Ding, ding, ding.
888-302-36.
She called Miley Lowe. Could be in Palm Springs.
Milo. The Milo Rehab Center.
I like it.
You like that?
Yeah, we should give him that idea. We should sell it to him.
The Milo. How about, but she's not going to, Lindsay Lohan's not going to stand for being in second place. It'll have to be the
My.
It'll be the My. No, it'll be.
My. You got problems? No, My.
Perhaps we ought to stop there while we're ahead. All right, 16.
I mentioned I'm tired.
Yeah. No, it's fine. You don't have to say a thing. It's been doing wonderfully well. And, folks, we haven't mentioned the shutdown once yet, and it's 16 past the hour already. 888-302-3684. However, if you feel compelled, if you feel you must vent about the shutdown, help yourself to 888-302-3684. The government. Government. What's the government doing for you today? Screwing around. We have 9 days until we run out of money or the debt ceiling has to go up. Most everybody by now has heard the words that Obama used on the Senate floor in October. No, it was March of 2006, where he said all of this stuff that's going on right now is completely reprehensible and horrible, and it can't be accepted. You can't do this. You're killing your children, blah, 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 blah. And yet, here we are, boys and girls. It's now 17 after the hour. I took a whole minute to discuss that. This is Good Day.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability? How about low libido or weight gain? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to get relief from these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambryn can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And now you can finally lose weight. Yes, even that stubborn body fat with Ambryn Weight Loss, a powerful new product that will help you get the results you want. So you can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. Call now and ask how you can get your free sample of Ambryn Weight Loss. Just call 1-800-220-9269. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call Ambryn right now, 1-800-220-9269. That's 1-800-220-9269. 1-800-220-9269.
Get it started.
I own 3 coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the? And it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
All right, 2020 News Quiz time. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Who are Francois Englert and Peter Higgs? Why are they in the news today? Francois Englert, probably that's the way to pronounce it, and Peter Higgs. Who are they, and why would you like to shake their hand? Francois Englert and Peter Higgs. Who are they? 888-302-3684 for a swell prize, the 2020 News Quiz on Good Day.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
October the 9th on Good Day. Celebrate a birthday, shall we? Of John Winston Lennon, composer, musician, Beatle. Bet you never heard this before.
I have not.
Have you ever heard this version of this song by Lennon?
Yes, I have.
There it is. It's actually pretty good, isn't it? Captured, you can't not listen to this. First of all, it's a great pop song, but the way he does it. Been today. If you go back in history, born in the state 1940, so he would be remember, 73 today?
Yeah.
73. Imagine what John Lennon would look like at 73. Well, McCartney's 73. He looks pretty good at 73, right?
Yeah, McCartney looks good.
Yeah.
I think John would probably try to be pulling off the long hair, don't you think, Jill?
Maybe.
I can't see him with the buzz.
Yeah. Imagine what life would be like if he were still around. On his 35th birthday, he presented Yoko with a son, Sean Ono Lennon, born in the state in 1975. So they both had the same birthday. Pretty interesting, huh?
What's happened to Sean Lennon? Because he was doing a lot of music for a while. So was Julian, right?
Yeah, I don't know. They tried something together, I think. Did they, Kenny?
Those
were the Lennon sister
to.
Stuff.
No, they tried to, but they're each doing their own thing. Sean has a group. I forget the name of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, musical questions and sometimes answers. 888-302-3684. 2020 News Quiz question has to do with Francois Englert and Peter Higgs. Why are they in the news? We'll get to that in a few minutes here on Good Day, probably as we come back from the bottom of the hour. 888-302-3684 if you know the answer. Meanwhile, late night shows featuring the comedy of Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon here on Good Day.
California Governor Jerry Brown has signed some new legislation. I believe it's the first in the country. He just passed a bill allowing children in California to have more than two legal parents. More than two. Is that new? Really? Here in L.A., a lot of kids get a new mommy, what, every 3-4 years? That doesn't seem... Actually, the governor also signed a bill that allows illegals in California to practice law. You thought a lot of Americans wanted to close the border before? Wait till lawyers start sneaking across, okay?
The big TV news, you guys. Yeah, it's rumored that after 8 seasons, E! Might actually cancel Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Because of bad ratings. Yeah, no word on what the Kardashians will do next or what they were doing before.
No word. No one knows.
Right. That's right. Ratings for Keeping Up with the Kardashians are the worst they've ever been. Producers on the show are like, well, maybe if one of you made a sex tape. And Bruce Jenner was like, if you think it'll help. I mean, I'll, not you, Bruce. Get out of here.
All right. So I think
you heard what happened to them, right?
Jenner's brings me around to the story about Chris and Bruce going the big D route.
I'm proud of him. He manned up and he got the heck out of there.
Yeah, she's got to be some kind of trouble.
I think she's very controlling. He's kind of out of the limelight, and everything she does is calculated.
Do you know what her birthday is?
No idea.
Huh. Interesting to know. I always, isn't it funny? I always think of that. When I see relationships, I always want to know.
Oh, it's November the 6th.
Is that her birthday?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I just read it on Wikipedia.
Really? Day after mine.
Oh, crap. I was trying to make it your birthday.
Oh, nice, Jennifer.
Darn it, you're the fifth.
Good, Jennifer.
Man, oh, man.
Stick a pin in that, will you please? 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over 1 million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Madeline and Reagan. What do you think of the argument that corporations have a right to practice religion by refusing to provide contraceptive services under Obamacare?
They're not a religion. They don't have a theology. The people who are practicing religion as such to prevent Obamacare from providing contraceptives, I think are really more motivated by doing something negative to Obama than any sort of religious feeling they have. No, we're talking about employees of large corporations here and what the insurance company may provide them.
Businesses and corporations are established for the purpose of making profit. Religious institutions are established for the purpose of expanding faith, bringing the community together. I completely agree with Ron that some people are negative, just want to be negative on Obama's breathing on this earth.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
Sunglasses on, it's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names.
We put
off leaving too long.
What is going on here? 33 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Check out what's going on at DougSteffen.com. Lots of news and stories. Most of them we get to on the air at some point in time. What I didn't do yesterday, and I'm not happy that I didn't do it yesterday, was call your attention to a video that came from our good friend Marty Green at WAYY.
Oh, sure. Mr. Baseball is what I like to call Marty.
Yeah, he loves the Cubs. Anyway, this video...
It's a tragic lot in life.
Well, think of how long you've been a Dodger
fan.
That's
what I was going to say, Marty. There's hope. Someday Magic Johnson buys your team, and it's okay.
Think about how the Red Sox are going to beat their butts.
Oh, give me a break. The
Red
Sox are done.
Beat them.
Done. They could barely beat Tampa Bay.
Yeah, right. Anyway, Marty Green has sent us this video, which we now have posted at DougSteffen.com. Shows a 9-year-old, or seven, is he seven or nine, this kid? Seven, I
seven.
Think. And a performance of the student orchestra at the State Conservatory of Music in Uzbekistan. What really makes it remarkable is that the orchestra is conducted by this 7-year-old boy. Look at his face.
Cool.
Watch him as he conducts. He mastered the violin in 1 year, learned orchestral conducting in 6 months. No kidding. Just a perfect way for you to get a smile first thing on your day, your early morning round. Just spend a couple minutes with that video.
And you watch that, and then you watch your kid throwing Cheerios up against your wall in the kitchen.
Right.
You can go. Maybe it's not such a real good video.
Video of the day, both the Jennifer and Roberta are going to love
special.
This one. A very special office copier that you'll... it's 3D printing at its best.
Oh, does it do your rear end?
We didn't try that. I don't know.
Somebody tried something else, and that's what the video is all about. So check it out at DougStephan.com. Our 2020 News Quiz question, repeating it one more time, then we get to the answer in a few moments. There are two names in the news today that I would like you to identify, Francois Englert and Peter Higgs. Why are they in the news? What did they do of significance that would get us to be interested? A lot of people confuse this program. Oftentimes I get asked, oh, is that the show, the Doug Stephan Good Day program? It's on public radio? Yes. This program is just
No, we're
exactly
actually awake when we do the show.
Yeah. All things considered. We could have our own version. All things not considered. Right? We should take that approach. Take the approach to the news of trying to find things that people have not considered yet in terms of trying to figure out what's going on. President says he will not give in to Republican demands in order to end the government shutdown. But he did say he might be willing to accept a short-term agreement that could jumpstart negotiations. What
Meanwhile, his new best friends with Iran's president. That's great. Right.
We can't make extortion routine as part of our democracy. That's what the president said. We're not going to pay. Why did you? I mean, why, that's a good thing that he's talking to the Iranian president. I don't have a problem
with that. No, it's okay, but it saddens me that he's more willing to talk to the Iranian president than he is.
That sounds like a Republican talking point.
Then he will talk to the other side. No, but listen.
Where'd you hear that?
You know what I don't like? I don't like that the national.
You don't like a lot of things.
I don't like a lot of things. But I don't like that everything is, like the parks are shut down.
Yeah.
What's the point? There is nobody there to begin with. They should have a sign up that says, hey, if you run into problems, you got to call the police instead of the.
Confiscatory. By the way, there's a poll floating around today that found that the Tea Party is more than a gang of malcontents in the political landscape. It and its supporters have been portrayed by Democrats as bad guys, un-American, divisive. They are the most divisive force in the Republican Party for four decades. Wow. Huh.
Yeah, when your other Republican was John McCain, yeah. Right. I guess they are pretty divisive.
Most Americans disapprove of the way President Obama is handling his job. We're just looking at the poll. Let's see here. What else did we find in this poll? Ted Cruz of Texas better stay there. He has a 21% favorable rating.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. What else did we find? The poll takes both sides apart. The trade blame thing is pretty equal, even though the Republicans get 52%, Democrats 48%. So you're going to see in the headlines today, as a result of this poll, Republicans and Tea Party people. The Tea Party doesn't get good marks, but the Republicans, 48% on their side, 52% on the side of the Democrats. It's not like it was a landslide.
Right.
Even Republicans are split on how much cooperation they want with the president. You know what? We need to get rid of the two-party system. Because it doesn't work.
Maybe this, not. I mean,
it doesn't.
Now it's gotten so. I mean, it used to be all the way. I mean, it used to be that they could talk things out. They may not always agree, but things would get done. It's like standstill city. Do you think that this? I think everybody's going to get voted out.
We could probably go home, and Jennifer could carry on the conversation.
No, but don't you think everybody's
going to
get voted out this year?
No, I don't. I think the American public is asleep, and by the time next year comes around, people will have forgotten all about this.
Maybe.
Unless we keep reminding them day after day after day, and we all know what horrible listening that makes. And unless you're on public radio, all things not considered on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jesse is joining us in Hickory, North Carolina. I've been on that station for a long time. Jesse, how long have you been listening to me?
Probably 5 years.
Really? I think I've been on that station at least 15. It's one of the longest running stations carrying this program. At any rate, happy to have you on board. Jesse, the two names.
Do you drink cheer wine, Jesse?
I'm sorry?
Do you drink cheer wine?
I'm Italian, yes, I do. I prefer Sundrop.
Awesome. What's cheer wine?
Cheer wine is delicious. It's
is
a soda that's really only available in North Carolina.
Really?
And it's kind of cherry-ish.
It's cherry-ish.
Yeah.
It tastes like cherries, you mean?
Yeah.
I had two cows die this week because they ate cherries, poisonous cherries on a tree.
Way to bring it down, Debbie Downer.
Well, all right. Cows are down, that's for sure. Jesse, who are Francois Englert and Peter Higgs?
They are the two Nobel Prize winners for physics.
That is correct.
got recognized on the, is it Higgs-Boson? Is that how that's pronounced? Finding the God particle?
So.
Is that how that's pronounced? I think it is.
I think so.
Yeah. Peter Higgs is 84. Mr. Englert is 80. So it just goes to show you, don't retire. You can get the Nobel Peace Prize in your 80s. That's a good deal. They've been working on the existence of the so-called God particle since the 60s, trying to figure out why matter has mass. Why does it matter whether matter has mass? Probably another question many people are asking. Not necessarily you, Jesse. All right, Jesse, for extra credit, tell us who Martin Karplus, Michael Levitt, and Ariel Warshaw are.
You got me there.
That's what I say.
They won this year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry for laying the foundation for the computer models used to understand and predict chemical processes. How about them, Apple?
I still don't know what they did.
Well, here's what it is. They developed a way in which computers look at the structure of a protein and understand what it does. You know, proteins are very important in our bodies. And so they did a lot of work to understand why the protein is as important as it is to our system. All right, so they win the prize in chemistry. The other two fellows win the prize in physics as the Nobel Prize winners continue to be announced. And you're a prize winner too, Jesse. I can't give you a Nobel Prize. I could send you a stick of dynamite, though. How'd you like that?
No, that would be wonderful.
You like? Can you send
can
that through
send
the
that?
Mail, though, Kenny? I don't know.
I think so.
Well, how are they going to know if you put it in a box and you send it to them? Who's going to know? Whether it's a stick of dynamite.
They'll figure it out when they light a match.
Send a cow turd.
The trick might be not to mention it on national radio.
Oh! So.
Yeah.
Oh, shucks. Well, I have to do something else, Jesse. We'll come up with something clever, though, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening, as a matter of fact. And all the other folks at the station in Hickory. How do you do? 888-302-3684. The 9-year-old kid who managed to sneak onto that flight from Minneapolis to Las Vegas, been in trouble before. According to a report, authorities have carried out assessments on this boy's family 4 times since the end of last year. His mother,
usually that's not your first offense,
no.
Sneaking on an airplane. That comes with experience, I think.
Yeah. His mother actually works at the airport. The reports have been inconsistent. There have been no injuries to the child. But there is a pattern of behavior, says the director of human services and public health in that county. The boy stole a car a couple of weeks ago. Let's see here. He was arrested. The boy allegedly told police his mother had been stabbed and died.
Jeez.
He was always sneaking into the nearby water park near his home.
Upstanding member of society. In the
9 years old. Now, compare that. Just for a moment. Think about the comparison, the contrast of that boy and the boy who's in the video of the day who's conducting the student orchestra. See how different life can be depending on what your environment is? It's all about your environment. I'm betting that the boy that's conducting the orchestra has been around music all his life. His parents are musicians, I'm going to bet. And this kid has been around. I bet there's no father in this kid's home. All I hear about, all I read about, all that I've seen about him has to do with his mother. I don't see a father in the picture at all.
And that causes a lot of problems
anyway. Of course
anyway.
It does. Yeah, of course it does. But what an interesting contrast, these two boys in the news today, how much different their lives are. And how much, you just use your imagination to think, what would this boy's life be like if he were perhaps from the same circumstance as the kid who was the student orchestra conductor? It's all about sometimes timing, or I believe spiritually that we choose our parents when we come in here. We choose our life. We have lessons to learn. Who knows? You see, the superficial side of looking at this, the news media looks at it, and, okay, this is what this kid's about. But what really goes on? What's really the deeper, darker, and more important side of this youngster? He has a problem, obviously. Is somebody going to find it, address it, help him before it's too late? And make some. There are plenty of stories. We all know this. Plenty of stories of people who started wrong and became right. For whatever the reason, they learned their lessons early in life. We all learn our lessons sooner or later, or we carry them into our next lives. I firmly believe that. So it's time you start learning your lessons and figure it out. Because, the practicing of it can be difficult, time-consuming, and very frustrating.
Anyway, I thought that was an interesting comparison. That's why I made it. It's 15 before the hour. Otherwise, if I thought it was dull, I probably would have let Jennifer do it. Because even when stories are dull, Jennifer tends to bring things around. You want to read that email that this person sent you? Why don't you read self-serving as it is?
Self-serving? It's also self-serving. Very nice to you. It's a great job you do.
Well, I don't know. It's self-serving for me. But I acknowledge that I'm trying to do a good job here every day. And I acknowledge that you do and Kenny does because we have good teamwork. We have good principles. We have good chemistry. So anyway, but this guy's hot for you, so read the email.
Well, when you put it that way, it sounds vulgar, Dougie. All right.
I wasn't vulgar.
Listening to Doug talk about the sexiest woman, which we did yesterday, I thought, well, she spoke up, and that proves it. She has the self-esteem and confidence to be the sexiest woman. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what you look like. Never had the desire to see your picture, thank God. Your energy and positive attitude
makes
it...
picture.
I know.
It's good
lovely.
Picture. Lovely.
Your energy and positive attitude makes it a cinch that you are not just the sexiest woman, but wow, that's
wow.
In capitals. What a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I often think if only I was 25 years younger. At 54, I'm old enough to be your grandfather.
Oh, fool.
Really.
That's not
seriously,
hardly
you're
old enough to be your father.
Hey, this
her
is
father's
about
my
me
age.
Now.
Excuse me, go ahead.
Seriously,
yeah.
Your sunny disposition makes the show.
Uh-huh.
And I imagine easy for everybody to face the new day. Oh, that's so nice. Well, all this goes to show Doug is a great manager.
Mm-hmm.
He's all right. Mm-hmm. Who knows how to put together a team that makes it easy to enjoy every new day.
Right.
David Ludwig.
Thank you, David.
Then he also said he doesn't bite in the mornings.
Really? Because he doesn't have his teeth in. 888.
That is very sweet, David.
0236.
Made my day.
84. Email to Jennifer at DougStephan.com or to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com.
I'm Jim Cook here at our Sam Adams Brewery tasting this year's Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Hit it, boys! Who wants some fresh Oktoberfest? This year's Oktoberfest is rich with sweet flavors like caramel and toffee.
Mm, that is really good.
Those unique flavors come from the five roasted malts in Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Ah, delicious. We only brew Sam Adams Oktoberfest for 2 months, so grab one before it's too late.
Then I definitely want more Oktoberfest.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take responsibly.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world, stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
888-302-3684. You are what you do. Tom, do you agree with that statement?
You are what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, could I react to something else you said a little earlier?
You have 30 seconds. Yes, please go ahead.
Okay.
Because that's why I asked you the question, because I knew you were going to react to it, and I thought that was a good question.
Well, you were talking about we need to learn our lessons and we take them on to our next life.
Yes.
Are you familiar with the Course in Miracles?
Yes.
Do you know how the Course in Miracles came to be?
No.
this lady just started writing it.
Mm-hmm. It's a miracle.
And it just came.
Yep.
And she gave it to a friend of hers who was a lawyer.
Yep.
And when it stopped coming, he published it.
Yep. It's all called automatic writing. It's fascinating what people can come up with if you give yourself the chance to let your thoughts go. Thoughts are things, and learning lessons is an important part of our lives. Plural. Thank you, Tom.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
This is Tool. Very nice. We have a lot of tools in our closet here. The Doug Good Day program, or Dudley's Good Day.
We're supposed to look in there, Doug.
Another great America. Get everything in there out. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler with us on the Good Day program, brought to you in part by Buffalo Wild Wings. They have wall-to-wall TVs in these restaurants. Buffalo Wild Wings. There are a lot of... I think the focus ought to be on the food, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
They have hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 20 beers on tap. That's a home field advantage for those of you who like that sort of thing. Buffalo Wild Wings, where they feature wings, beer, and sports. All right, that was good. Thank you, Michael. Shelley Palmer's voice still seems to be getting the best of him, but he did write in one of his blogs a story about one of the big radio companies, Clear Channel, actually the largest of all the radio companies. Most people by now have heard of iHeartRadio, right, do you think?
Yes.
Everybody's heard of iHeart?
Very nice branding job, yes.
So if you're a listener, iHeartRadio, at first, people thought it was all about music and the music stations. You can get on the Clear Channel roster all of the stations that play music on that are owned by Clear Channel. You can listen to any one of those stations on iHeartRadio. Now they have all of their talk stations. A lot of people I know listened to me on iHeartRadio on a station, for example, KTSM in El Paso is a Clear Channel station. So if you want to listen to me, you go to iHeartRadio and you look up KTSM, and you can take it with you wherever you are. A mobile app, you can download it, you can do whatever you want to. Now they are allowing you to create your own audio content on what they call audiosodes that you can post in the iHeartRadio library. So, for example, if you wanted to listen to me in the morning, you can plan your whole day around various programs that may be local or national on the various iHeartRadio stations. If I have this, if I understand this correctly, Kenny, that's what happens, right? You can look around and see what show, yep, maybe in El Paso, or is there one in Tucson, or one in Houston on a Clear Channel station. So you might have me in the morning, and then you pick Glenn Beck at 9 o'clock, and then you pick some local guy at noontime, and you pick just whatever they may have on. You can put your own radio station together. It's actually kind of a cool thing. You can check it out at iHeartRadio. I'm not getting paid to say that, but I like to help the stations that are helping me, so why not, right? 888-302-3684 always gets in touch with us. In a moment, we're going to help you start the day by thinking about something that's important here on Good Day.
I just can't handle this scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
We've been talking a lot today and often about music in your life. Music, worthwhile movements go hand in hand. There's one musician who's working with a major coffee company to educate people about fair trade. Here's the story in Consumer Focus from Brian Osich.
Purchasing fair trade coffee helps make a great cup of coffee for you and better lives for farmers by providing them with a fair price for their coffee beans. Brand ambassador Kelly Clarkson traveled to Peru with Green Mountain Coffee to visit a coffee farm.
I'm teaming up with Green Mountain Coffee to help people understand the importance of fair trade. I've seen firsthand the impact fair trade can make on coffee farming communities, and I want to encourage people to learn more, get involved, and buy fair trade products.
October is Fair Trade Month, and Green Mountain Coffee has launched the Great Coffee, Good Vibes, Choose Fair Trade campaign to encourage people to learn more about fair trade and purchase fair trade certified coffee.
Great coffee, good vibes, choose fair trade. Go to choosefairtrade.com to learn more and watch exclusive videos.
Consumers can also watch an exclusive concert with Kelly Clarkson in celebration of Fair Trade Month on October 10th by logging on to facebook.com/greenmountaincoffee. That's Consumer Focus from Green Mountain Coffee.
All right, other technical news. How many people have heard this story? A player for the Washington Capitals got caught in his... I don't know, his restroom or his bathroom in his hotel room. I think that was the hotel bathroom, I think, was where this happened. Right, Kenny?
Yes.
Joel Ward, who's a forward for the Capitals, got stuck in a stall.
Uh-oh.
Before the team squared off against the Stars in Dallas.
That is so embarrassing.
The drama unfolded on Twitter. He posted a photo peeping over the locked door, writing, "I'm in panic mode because I realized the door wasn't going to open." He texted Carl Alsner, as he must be a teammate, right? See if he was still around.
Mm-hmm.
He and several other players came to the rescue. Unable to get him out, they managed to document all the events on Twitter. There you go. That's a new use for that sort of communication. Social media here on Good Day 59.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?